Time now on Saturday morning to visit with Esterville Lincoln Central Superintendent Tara Paul for this week's edition of Superintendent Spotlight. And Superintendent Paul, it seems like we talk about this each and every year, but we're going to have a little reminder session on how to properly drop off kids at school and pick them up at school.
Yeah, and I know it sounds like such a little thing and that we should all know how to drop our kids off and pick them up, but as we go through these first couple of weeks, it's just a good reminder because you're dropping them off at a school and then leaving. And so we want to make sure that people use that drop-off lane, and that is meant to be a drop-off lane. There's no parking. We want you to not get out of your cars when you're in that drop-off lane in front of Demoni. It truly is your kids getting out on the right-hand side of the vehicle, so that they're stepping onto the sidewalk. They go in and you leave. This isn't a place where you get out and hug on them and tell them how much you love them and have a great day. You have to stay in the car and go. And then we also want to remind people not to drop their kids off in the middle of the road. Go into a parking spot. There's parking across from Demoni in the parking lot there and along the street. If you want to get out and give them a hug, do that in one of those spots. Don't drop them off in the middle of the road. We have seen people stop in the middle, drop their kids off. Well, their kids are running in the road then, and we don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is we have several crosswalks that the city has provided for us to make sure that both parents and kids use that. So if you park on the east side of the road in the drop-off, walk them across in the crosswalk. A lot of times we see parents thinking, oh, they're with them, so they can just cross the street wherever. That's not legal. So use that crosswalk, both the parents and the kids, to get the kids safely across the street.
Very good. Exceptionally well explained there. And then pickup, do we need to cover that?
Yeah, pickup, we want to make sure that parents, so we, Demoni lets out at 3:20. So we want parents to, again, come into that pickup lane, pick them up and leave as quickly as possible and as safely as possible. We also want the kindergarten who exits the south end to make sure that the parents come across the street and stand in like the green space by the sidewalk to pick up their children. One, because that's a busy street there. We don't want kids running out in front of buses or running out in front of cars to get to the parents who park in the fairground parking lot there. So make sure you come across as a parent and then safely cross your child across the street. So pickup is a little bit smoother. However, it gets a little backed up. We did stagger the dismissal times, so Demoni is out at 3:20 and the high school and middle school at 3:30 to help with that traffic flow in the afternoons. But we still need to be very cautious when we're picking kids up in the afternoons also.
Before I let you go, we talk about this every year and we'll maybe talk about it again in the future, but school permits allow you to go to school and school activities. You can also stop and get gas if you need to do that. But school permits, they allow you to go to school and school activities. That's it.
That's it, right. And we do have a lot of people question that, ask about that. It is, just like you said, school and school activities. There is also a curfew on school permits. And I can't recall exactly what time that is. I want to say it's like 10 o'clock. But there is a curfew, and you cannot drive to school or school activities after that curfew as well. You know, we have a great partnership with the Esterville Police Department and the Sheriff's Department on those school permits and on everything. And so we do ask that if you have any questions, instead of assuming you know the answer, call them. They are more than willing to walk through what that permit allows you to do and not do. But if it is not a school activity or school, more than likely you're not able to do it.
Right. All right, Superintendent Paul, thank you so much for the updates this morning. Appreciate it very, very much. Enjoy your weekend. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great week.
Thank you. You too. Esterville Lincoln Central Superintendent Tara Paul on this week's edition of Superintendent Spotlight.